And a good Tuesday morning to you. It is the final Tuesday of September, if you can believe that already. And that means it's time to talk Pottawatomie County government. We have joining us in studio today, Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you again for having us.
And she's joined here today by Peter Clark, Public Works Director. Thanks for being here.
It is a pleasure.
It's always good to talk to you guys. Lots of stuff going on in Pottawatomie County right now. You guys had your meeting yesterday, and there was a lot of updates.
They were by department heads. We had updates on, and we do that every week. We do kind of spread them out through the month so that they can tell us what their challenges are and what the anticipated budget issues will be in the next time around, and what things that the public have said that want to make changes. Peter probably talk a lot about that on roads. They don't go away no matter what, especially when we get these additional rains. But my husband said when he came from Wamego back this way, he said, you know, Pottawatomie County looks like it's an ant pile. Everything is moving. There's dirt moving. We've got car dealership putting in dirt. We've got storage for Capital Oil. We've got developments that are going in on our police station, fire station, sheriff's office. And that building's going up very rapidly since we did the groundbreaking. It's now into frame and cover. And all the houses, I think Lois came in and reported on 90-some deed exchanges last month. Wow. for upcoming development. And that doesn't necessarily, those are sometimes just properties without houses going on or whatever else. But it really has been almost the same as last year in growth and development. And that makes for a lot of decisions about what Peter has to deal with, and that is the infrastructure, the roads, and the challenges that just plain maintenance requires.
Well, housing, as I understand, housing's booming right now in Pottawatomie County, isn't that right?
Well, it's staying at the level that we had. New houses around Wamego are going in, and if you drive through the country, you and I were talking before the program started about driving. If you can take the flush road and drive out into the country, it is absolutely gorgeous at this time of the year with Milo and everything. And back in the trees and up on the hills, there's new houses and new developments. And our comprehensive plan for the county was presented to the people who are on zoning and coding committee last week. They did not have a quorum to take action to bring that Blue Township study forward, but they have been looking at it, and that's some more of the things that we're talking about is making certain that pavement is in place when growth is with multiple houses, and that makes some changes in policy that doesn't, everybody isn't going to be happy to try and do it, but we must keep on the fiscally sound side of operation, and that's one of the focuses of our county.
All right. Well, you mentioned the EMS station upgrade. That was presented yesterday, isn't that right?
Yes, Hal Bumgard came in and just remarked that it was coming up very rapidly. If you go down Green Valley Road, it faces the west on Green Valley and the industrial park, and it has an arrangement for the police station, an opportunity. I call it the police. It's sheriff's office, and the sheriff, forgive me for not using the correct terminology. And it also has the ambulances there. They are currently back off of a road on and where the old sewer plant used to be for Timber Creek. And they need to get up on the main road. And then we have a discussion about getting fire trucks back up there when we start on Highway 24, which is progressing slowly through condemnation process. It was supposed to start a couple in July, June.
Oh, that project is, I think that we're sitting on about 8 months now past when we would have liked to have had it start. But we can touch on that later on.
Absolutely. Yeah, I plan to do that. Well, The new EMS station here, when is the timeline of when that'll be finished?
Probably, what, say 3 months?
Yep, they're planning on finishing the construction in January, and we plan on being able to move in and start operations in February of 2020.
Okay. Well, that'll be a nice welcome over there, and especially to that part of the county.
Yeah, and in Hal's report, he reported on the ambulance runs that we have been below expected time on average on all runs, and being able to back up, and the collections are higher than what we might have thought. A lot of them, because of financial issues and so on, some of them are non-paid. That's always a problem with ambulance runs, is that you don't get to take their credit card before you put them in and go. So those collections have been improved by us hiring someone who is in medical coding. And we've gotten several nice responses from people in the medical world that they're doing an excellent job. So we're pleased with the way that came about.
One of the things I noticed on your agenda yesterday is you heard from Pottawatomie County Attorney Sherry Shuck. She had a lot of cases that she presented that are coming up as far as trials are concerned.
Yes, we used to not receive those, but we kind of keep track of what's going on. Our probably biggest shift was to not have the stampede in our county, which had always we'd always covered everything that went over there in our courts. Mm. So that was a non-benefit from being part of the challenge. But those didn't occur this year, and that brought down some of the numbers there. But she reported on traffic cases, and those are also down. We've been putting up the sign that says slow down and putting up signs that say, or the little flashing light was on Flush Road, trying to get people to understand that the speed is important, as well as in the urban development areas where we have signed it down to 20 mile an hour, and the sheriff's offices are sitting in there occasionally making sure the school buses are being taken care of. But the things in general were down. She had 241 criminal cases so far this year. We've had some pretty tough incidents, as all area counties have, and that's part kind of, I would say that was part of my discussion in going to Washington, D.C. when I had the opportunity to even talk to the president. He said, tell one thing that's important. For cities and counties, it's very expensive to take care of the office responsibilities, schools, hospitals, mental health, keeping people in our local jails, and not having any place for them to go. When you catch someone who's a non-citizen, you can, only thing you could do is take them to the next county and and put them in the next county. That used to be what we'd said back in about 20 years ago we did with people when they were troublesome. We'd just take them to the next county and dump them. But that system is broken, and it really does cost the taxpayers a lot for us to manage that, and Sherry's office catches up with some of that. Of course, the others are just simply traffic cases, juvenile cases, child in need of care. Those are down, fortunately, but sometimes one family can bring up a great number if they happen to have a lot of children. And then we also take in the fish and game problems, that people are not licensed and stuff. And we're coming into hunting season, so we want people to come out and have a good time. But make sure you're licensed and do it right. Don't shoot from the road.
Yeah. Yeah. There's restrictions you have to follow there. And as far as the mental health component here, Pawnee Mental Health is getting ready to open up their new facility here, I think, in just a few weeks. That's in Pottawatomie County, or just along Hayes Drive.
Yes, that represents a 10-county operation, and the facility was funded by grants, a challenge for the future perhaps, because we don't know. It's a voluntary placement, and it's a voluntary exit, and we've had conversation about that, making sure that the return of a person to their home county is part of the system. I've asked for that a lot. I'm not sure that I'm assured that's going to happen, but I don't want to have people walking out and then being at Dillon's or other places, just sitting there waiting and upset. It is a part of a mental health cure. So that will be opening, and Robin Cole has been sending information down and talking with us about the process. We will see how its usage will be. It's a bit of an unknown as far as operation, but it is an expensive attempt to replace the public funded Osawatomie Hospital and Larned Hospital at one level. They cannot take the ultra-severe. They can't take somebody who needs medication, and the hospitals struggle with that too. Locally, they don't have manpower to hold somebody in a room, so then we have to send the police officers or the sheriff's officers or someone to be there, because that's only way they'll take them in. And those are actually the added costs that come when the state says, we're saving you money by doing this. Under a tax lid, it's becoming more necessary for us to look at what is essential for safety and security and not things that are wants. And I guess that's always been my philosophy as a commissioner, but it may be more important for all of the governments to do that, because we are also facing what we talked before, that dark store process that's going through the Board of Tax Appeals, and they are losing and reducing the valuations. And when those valuations are reduced, the local governments, every one of them, the schools, the hospitals, anybody that's being tax supported, has to pay back whatever the amount is plus 8% interest. And I as a leader, elected official, am cautious about overspending everything or committing everything to things that would be nice and then finding out we can't cover things that are essential.
What will come first, Commissioner, the opening of the Pawnee Mental Health Facility or Hayes Drive with the sinkhole?
The mental health facility, because the sinkhole's going to make all of us have to be committed to that place.
Do you know of a time frame? I believe that you guys talked about this with regard to Big Lakes the other day, or is that something that I know that there's been some discussion with the sinkhole with the emergency emergency person yesterday.
Yeah, I know that Jennifer Merrill, mm-hmm. who is going to be taking over as our emergency
replacing
management.
Chris.
Yep, she's. I believe that's the plan for her to take over for Chris Trudeau when he retires. She reported that the county has a part to play in the process of declaring for emergencies or declaring for FEMA assistance. So I believe the city is working with the county and getting that taken care of so that that particular project can be eligible for reimbursement through FEMA.
And that's a $500,000 deal, if I recall correctly, or up to $500,000. So that's a big problem for challenging problem for not only for Pawnee, but also Big Lakes.
Yes, it would be with where it's at.
Hole in the ground equals hole in the budget.
Is that something that, you know, you split with the city of Manhattan, or how does that work?
We don't know.
Well, the role the county has to play is more administrative in trying to facilitate getting the project made available for funding. But from an actual funding standpoint, the county, I don't believe, has any participation in the actual repair. It's a matter of the county official, you know, as the emergency managing coordinator, is responsible for coordinating with FEMA to get those funds available to the city. That's just kind of one of the roles that the county plays. They have those emergency managers who play that overarching role, similar to what, you know, happens in Riley County with Pat Collins.
Gotcha. Well, it's definitely a dilemma. I don't like it. I want to be able to go down Hayes Drive.
Many people do.
We'll be back more in focus with News Radio K-Man after this.